The death toll from the earthquakes in Turkey and Syria has now surpassed 43,000 people. Two more people are reported to have been rescued from the rubble in Turkey 11 days after the quakes struck. International aid agencies are stepping up efforts to help millions of people, many sleeping in tents, mosques, schools or in their cars. The United Nations this morning said more than 140 trucks carrying aid have crossed into rebel-held northwestern Syria from Turkey. David Regan is chief executive of Concern. He's currently in Turkey and has been telling me about the extent and scale of the destruction that he's witnessed.
It's an enormous scale. It is the equivalent in Turkey alone of the entire island of Ireland and a little bit more. And the central fault where the ground has moved between 2 and 7 metres would run all the way from Cork to Belfast. And anything on that line or close to that line, any urban area, have been devastated by the earthquake. And then all the buildings on the entire area have been shook, which is the equivalent of the size of the island of Ireland. So it's a huge area. 13.1 million people live in that area. We reckon 2 million people have been made homeless in Turkey alone. You have another 8 million in Syria, which is also connected to this earthquake. So it's huge.
And the death toll now is really quite staggering. It's in excess of 43,000. And I think the expectation, the fear is that that number is going to continue to climb.
Yes, I expect it will. I'm currently in Adıyaman, which is one of the worst affected cities. And all around me are buildings which have fallen and also buildings which are clearly condemned. There's major cracks in them. And there are machines digging out the buildings now. They are discovering the remains of those who died. So it will continue to rise. Concern is also reaching out to the villages which are affected most, and there less help has been received to date. So there will be further developments in terms of death toll, unfortunately, as the help reaches further across the entire area.
And for the survivors, David, what are their most pressing needs now at the moment?
The survivors are really traumatised. I met a number of survivors yesterday on the Turkey-Syria border. They come from Adıyaman, where I am now, to that area, which is less affected. Buildings there have generally not fallen, but they were very badly shaken. The people who live in that area are very traumatised. They're described jumping off the first floor of their buildings. They described the snow and the rain of that night still clearly affecting them. And then they've had to take in these displaced people from Adıyaman. So I spoke to one man. He has a family of four in two rooms. He now has 16. I spoke to another lady. She has four children. She's a widow. When she went to the community centre to meet the refugees, she found four children who were there, but their parents were not. Nobody knows where they are, and the suspicion is that they've sadly passed away. So she's taken those four people in. So what you're seeing is great solidarity in Turkey and with the Turkish people, both to Turks and to Syrian refugees, but also a great deal of trauma. And then for those who have lost their homes, they're looking for all the basic needs. They're looking for food. They're looking for blankets. They're looking for clothing, toiletries, heat, as well as support for the broader trauma involved.
The United Nations, I think yesterday, launched an appeal for $1 billion for the Turkish relief operation. It's already launched an appeal for something approaching half that for the Syrian relief effort. Is aid coming through, international aid?
There is aid coming through. Concern met an Irish aid flight this morning, which came in from Dubai, 747, full of the kind of material I just described, and we're proceeding to distribute those as we speak. So that aid is arriving. And there is also a lot of in-country aid that is being delivered, and Concern is working with local voluntary teams who are out there distributing that aid. And we also have put on order more aid in terms of, you know, things like temporary latrines for the camps which have sprung up, and that will take a number of weeks, unfortunately, to arrive, but it will arrive. And we've put the orders in thanks to the great support we've got from the Irish people at this stage already. And obviously, we'd like more support if possible.
We know that the flow of aid from Turkey into the insurgent-held parts of northwest Syria that have been affected has been hampered by just very limited border crossings. Is that still a factor, and is that still restricting aid operations into that part of Syria?
It is a factor. Concern is working with a local partner, and indeed we've given them some aid to support the work that they're doing on the ground. But it is definitely more difficult to provide aid into Syria. It's very welcome that there are new crossings opened, but the state of requirement in Syria is very high, and definitely struggling to get the volumes that are needed into the territory affected there. The Turks have allowed the Syrians to temporarily return to Syria. because the Syrian refugees in Turkey need to go back to essentially check on their relatives and to sympathise where they have been lost. And what I saw was thousands of people seeking to go back on a temporary basis to the war-torn country of Syria, which was extraordinary, but it shows the kind of level of devastation which the earthquake has wrought in Syria.
David Regan of Concern speaking to me earlier from Turkey.